this week. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is our old buddy, our favorite octogenarian. It's Jesse the Usher from the American Airlines Center. He was working the big Mavs Blazers game last night. Good morning, Jesse.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, Jesse.
Okay, hold on. Let me turn up my hearing aid.
Okay.
Hello?
Jesse?
I was a little loud there. Sorry about that.
You got us now?
Yeah, I got you now. I can hear you loud and clear.
Well, that's great. We just wanted to see how you were doing and how everything went last night at the big Mavs game.
I'm doing just fine, and I thank you for being on the radio. I was listening to you this morning. My grandson bought me a portable radio system.
System.
And I had you turned up, and I was listening to you sitting here in my chair.
Well, that's good.
And I heard you talking about the old television program Dallas.
Yeah.
And they're going to do a remake of it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you say that.
That's right.
I'd love to get a job on that set.
Well, you want to get into acting?
No, I want to get into Victoria Principal. I always found her an attractive young lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And hell, I'd even take that Miss Linda Gray. Linda Gray may look like a 53-year-old train wreck to you, but to me, she looks like about a 30-year-old train wreck.
Yeah, I didn't think she was that bad. I thought she was pretty.
I'd tear that up.
We don't need to hear that.
Well, since my wife passed a few years ago, and I do miss her terribly, but since she passed a few years ago, I've been knocking the bottom out of half of the 972.
you're in your 80s.
What the heck?
Yeah, I'm thinking of getting a necklace like this that says 972 on it.
You don't need one of those.
I tell you something, Jub.
Huh?
I've had 3 Mavs dances, and that's 3 more than you'll ever have.
Well, that's true, I guess.
I always get them to comfort me, tell them about how I miss my wife and all that, and then when they ain't looking, I let my fingers do the talking.
Oh my God.
Jesse, we don't want to hear about that.
Can we talk basketball?
Yeah, we want to hear about what it was like last night at the AAC.
Well, I was working the game, which was somewhat difficult because I took a fall recently.
Oh. Mm. You okay?
I think I broke most of my hips, but.
What happened?
Well, I was doing some one-on-one with Berea during practice.
J.J. Berea?
Yeah, J.J. Berea, and I easily got by him driving to the rim, and I did a two-handed dunk.
Yeah.
Was hanging up on the rim yelling.
Yeah.
And I said, take that, you Puerto Rican mother. Right about that, when I got in the middle of that phrase, Rick Carlisle knocked me off the rim with a 2x4.
Oh, my goodness. They shouldn't treat you like that.
He felt in some way I was showing up J.J. Berea.
So he just went ahead and knocked you down.
Knocked me down with a 2x4, a little scrap lumber laying around there. And so I took after him with a 2x4.
Wow.
I chased him into a storm drain, and we chased each other for about 4.5 hours up under the city sewer system.
It's quite a distraction for Carlisle at playoff time.
What's that now?
Nothing.
And got to tell you, it's a little weird for me to watch Dirk out there on the court, knowing I may have taken a shot or two at his granddaddy.
That's right, you did fight in World War II.
Back when we was clearing out the Black Forest.
Yeah. That's weird. That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Back then, I used to say, the only good German is a dead German.
Oh, gosh. That sounds hateful now.
Now I think the only good German is a German playing at home and having the offense run through him all the time. Gotta get it through Dirk.
Hey, right, there you go.
What's that?
What? Nothing.
Hello.
Yeah, we got you.
And I also wanted to tell you an exclusive.
Mm.
An exclusive that I have.
Okay.
I know what Mark Cuban did when he left that game early the other night.
What'd he do?
Well, I followed him, and he went into his office, and he sat at his desk and opened a drawer, and then he did like that warden on Shawshank.
With a pistol?
He just didn't pull the trigger,
right? That pistol. Well, no, he did. When that gun jammed as he was mouthing it,
uh-huh.
A smile spread across his face, and he dropped the gun and began a crescendo of maniacal laughter as the camera zoomed out.
he got a new lease on life at that point.
That's right. Decided he wanted to live.
Oh, okay.
Well, quite a note. Yes,
well, Jesse, thanks for joining us this morning. It's good to talk to you again.
What was that?
I said thank you for joining us. It was good to talk to you.
Okay, we'll come by there now.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see you.
All right.
See you, Jesse. That's Jesse the Usher joining us here on the Dunham and Miller Show.